is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of May, 2017. It was on this date in 1521 that Martin Luther was declared an outlaw. His writings were banned by the Edict of Worms, which made Luther more of a hero than he already was, and a big reason that Protestantism caught on so quickly. It was on the eve of All Saints' Day 4 years before that he nailed to the door of the Wittenberg Church 95 theses attacking the sale of indulgences and other excesses of the Catholic Church. On his trip to Worms for the assembly, Luther was celebrated as a hero most of the towns he passed, and after the edict was handed down, he refused to recant, and he went back to Wittenberg to start the Reformation. It's the birthday of the jazz trumpeter Miles Davis, 1926, Alton, Illinois, grew up in East St. Louis. His family was fairly well off. His father was a dental surgeon. The family had a ranch in Arkansas. Miles Davis moved to New York, 1944, studied at Juilliard, did jam sessions with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. He formed a nine-piece ensemble in the late 1940s, which recorded the music that went into the album Birth of the Cool, 1957, which heralded the beginning of the cool jazz movement. And it's the birthday of the photographer Dorothea Lange, born in Hoboken, New Jersey, 1895, traveled the country taking pictures at the beginning of the Great Depression. Most famous photograph, Migrant Mother, Napomo, California, 1936. Dorothea Lange, who said, "So often photography is just sticking around and being there." Here's a poem for today by Rebecca McClanahan, "Watching My Parents Sleeping Beside an Open Window Near the Sea." Needing them still, I come when I can, this time to the sea where we share a room, their double bed, my single. Morning fog paints the pale scene even paler, lace curtains breathing, the chenille spread folded back, my father's feet, white sails furled at the edge of blue pajamas. Every child's dream, a parent in each hand, though this child is 50. Their bodies fit easily with room to spare. When did they grow so small, as if it were possible to swell backwards into an earlier self? On the bureau, their toys and trinkets, his shaving brush and pink heart pills, her gardenia sachet, the tiny spindle that pricks the daily bubble of blood, her sweet chemistry. Above our heads, a smoke alarm pulses, its red eye beating. One more year, I ask the silence. Last night, to launch myself into sleep, I counted their breaths, the tidal rise and fall. I now put my ear to the coiled shell of their lives. Watching My Parents Sleeping Beside an Open Window Near the Sea, a poem by Rebecca McClanahan from Deep Light, New and Selected Poems, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.